We have developed this program, what we call the Community Drop-In Centres, and basically we started these around about 10 years ago because we recognised that there was a need for people to be proactive within their communities for animal welfare. SPCA was perceived as unapproachable, enforcement orientated and that sort of thing, and actually what we want to do is engage with the community and provide assistance for animals that may be in need at an early stage. So we decided to take away all the barriers, and that was travel, cost, all those sorts of things, location of where the SPCAs may be, and we went to the heart of the communities. We targeted communities where we knew that people struggled financially, education-wise, all those sorts of things, and we went in basically and said, here we are, we're the SPCA, and we're here to help you. What we do in the drop-in centres is we invite people to come along who live in the area with their dogs and cats or other small domestic pets. I need to bring them to Dinah, who manages the centres, and what we do is we help you with your parasite control, so that's your fleas and your worms. We help identify early health problems such as mange, various things like that, and we enable you to be able to access treatment for those really common problems at low cost and no cost. Because actually we want you to have healthy animals and we'd like you to be able to engage with the SPCA in a positive way. We also do things like promoting of vaccinations, particularly for dogs with the parvovirus in Northland. It's lethal, it kills dogs every year, it's highly contagious, so the more animals we can vaccinate, the happier the environment is in terms of having this virus in it. We have animals that don't suffer and die horrible deaths, and we are trying to contain the disease. We also offer options where people could have their dogs and cats de-sexed. We do that as low a cost as we possibly can. Again, so that we promote healthy animals, we promote retention of animals, because it can be really difficult, as much as you love your cat or dog, that every 6 months it brings you another 8 or 6 from a litter type thing. So actually, if we can de-sex those animals, they have a much healthier outcome. We reduce the risk of cancer. We obviously stop the unwanted animals, and we encourage people to retain their pets rather than getting rid of them because they're having babies and then suddenly finding actually a month or two later they really need the companionship. So it's all about working with the people in the community to have happier, healthier animals, for you to have a better relationship with your animal and with the SPCA.